This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. With the coronavirus pandemic finding new strength, two of America's largest states have reimposed some business restrictions. This after the daily number of confirmed infections in the U.S. surged to an all-time high of 45,300 yesterday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered all bars closed, while in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis put a stop to serving alcohol. They joined a growing number of states that are either retreating or pausing any further reopening of their economies because of worrisome virus outbreaks, mostly in the South and West. Health experts say large numbers of cases are being seen among young people, who all too often show disregard for the use of recommended face coverings and rules for social distancing. Abbott had pursued one of the most aggressive reopening schedules in the U.S. Now, other than shuttering bars, he has scaled back restaurant capacity and said outdoor gatherings of more than 100 people would need approval from local officials. In Florida, the agency that regulates bars acted after the daily number of new confirmed cases yesterday neared 9,000, almost doubling the record set just 2 days earlier in the state. Florida's Miami-Dade County announced beaches will be closed over the 4th of July weekend. It cited the growing number of infections among young adults. Louisiana reported a spike of more than 1,300 cases this week. Governor John Bel Edwards has suspended further easing of restrictions. Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona has done the same thing. Cases there have been topping 3,000 a day. In Tennessee, the biggest one-day jump in infections for the second time in a week, with more than 1,400 cases yesterday. California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking officials in Imperial County near San Diego to reinstitute a stay-at-home order. The state now trails only New York in case counts, with about 207,000 infections and nearly 6,000 deaths. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.